For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank, and I'm actually standing in a Memphis backyard.
Hi, I'm Cindy Wolf.
Cindy Wolf, our reporter. This is your yard.
It is.
And so why am I here?
Snakes.
Are we friends or not? You brought me here to see a snake?
I did.
Why?
I've lived here 23 years, and I've never seen a snake in this yard. And then I came out the other day, and there was a snake on that paving stone.
This one, what'd you do?
Ever heard of the Roadrunner? Beep, beep. But you know, no one believes you unless it's on Facebook. So I came back out here and took his picture. I posted it. And once it was up there, I realized everybody's got snake pictures.
So snakes are trending this year.
Well, yeah. And you know, when you have a snake phobia like me and everybody's got a snake, I needed to know if this was a biblical thing, like a plague.
Oh boy. So you called a priest.
No, I called a herpetologist. I went to the Memphis Zoo and I talked to Chris Baker. I asked him if maybe all these spring rains or overgrown fields were causing an uptick in our snake population. This is what he told me.
Well, rain's not going to be the big primary factor.
So it's something else, but something still kind of unusual.
The unique springtime that we don't often see in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm accustomed to going straight from winter into summer.
Still, that didn't explain why snakes are going viral on Facebook.
Snakes prefer temperatures in the mid to upper 70s in the daytime, and that's when their activity patterns will be the most common. It just happens that those are the times when people like to be outdoors as well.
Like my friend Sherry Rogers. She posted a picture of a big snake she saw recently while she was out biking on the Green Line.
I got off my bike, walked over to where the snake was, and watched it kind of come toward me. It was a speckled king snake. Really pretty.
My snake is brown with long beige lines. I wanted to know more about him. Like, could he kill me? I decided to go to the venomous snake chat at the Memphis Zoo.
Who here, raise your hand, it has heard the phrase, the only good snake is a dead snake?
My mind flashed to a garden hoe.
All right, we get that a lot. So today,
the handlers pulled out a copperhead, a cottonmouth, and a timber rattler. I was on the front row, close enough to feel a tiny breeze from their flicking tongues.
Venomous snakes do not want to waste their venom on you.
Good to know. They're saving it for their prey. Most snakes are non-venomous, which is what the zoo lets people touch after the show. Nicole Slatton did what I could not.
Okay. Okay.
This
okay.
is her touching okay. the snake.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Okay. It was.
Inside the herpetarium, Noel Ploder was looking at a python. He loves the design and spirituality of snakes.
They're not scary creatures. They're actually really friendly. And once we get along with them, they can teach us so much about our own humanity and them about us. It's so freaking awesome.
I wouldn't go that far. One thing I did learn was that my snake couldn't kill me. It's a garter snake. It eats bugs and frogs. I also learned that I was going to have to share my backyard with them.
Okay, so Cindy, about your backyard here, where does this snake live? And I mean exactly where.
You know, I'm not sure, but I kind of created this snake zone that I hope he'll stick to.
You mean this paving stone right here?
Yeah, I put it over there for him to coil up on.
So it seems like you're fine with this now.
You know, I really didn't want to kill him. The other day, my husband was going out to cut the grass, and I said something I never thought I'd say.
Yeah, what's that?
Don't kill my snake.
Well, Cindy Wolf.
Well, Christopher Blank.
You know, can we take this interview to the front yard now?
I'll meet you there.
I don't like old Sneaky Snake. He laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath.